Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, the art of mercury detoxification and the removal of all toxins. We have to live our lives in a much polluted environment that has 80,000 man-made chemicals, 700 contaminants in the average adult and 200+ industrial chemicals and pollutants in the umbilical cord blood in the newborn. Mercury amalgam fillings add to the burden of toxins. Summing up, Detoxify B for eth removal of the toxic amalgam mercury fillings to lower the body's mercury burden. Typically, spillage at amalgam removal causes mercury poisoning. Overnight detoxification is far superior and safer than daytime detox. Brain cells shrink 60% to support the natural, overnight detox. The one-of-a-kind, combined glutathione and EDTA product, Tox Detox, that removes 4x more toxins than glutathione alone or EDTA alone. Selenium competes mercury at the receptor sites, and Smart Selenium 1000 is 1,000 times safer, compared to selenium products. Charcoal, stop reabsorb, provided freely, is far the best binder in the gut to stop the reabsorption of toxins in the colon. Stem Detox has over 50 ingredients, supporting the lymph system, the liver and kidneys and detox pathways. Higher nitric oxide levels, enhanced microcirculation and decalcification are some of the secrets while our protocol is so powerful. Smart cellular overnight detoxification keeps us away from chronic diseases, keeps our mind sharp, greatly lowers our chances for getting cancer, and boosts our immune system to fight pathogens. Detoxify to live a long and healthy life. The lifelong bioaccumulation of toxins can't be ignored anymore. Medical research today is clear about the toxins' domino effects in health. Mercury, lead, and other toxic metals wreak havoc in the body by occupying key receptor sites and by generating a high level of free radicals that crashes the body defensive system's glutathione, immune system toxins. Especially toxic metals occupy key receptor sites needed for the absorption of good nutrients from the gut. Tox Detox actually enhances of the absorption of the good minerals as the pathways are cleared without outside help to detoxify. An overwhelmed body can show the symptoms of chronic diseases clearly associated with chronic heavy metal toxicity such as cancer, heart disease, stroke, vascular disease, neurodegenerative conditions, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, and a host of other conditions, including candidiasis. Why our overnight detoxification protocol is superior? You be the judge. Overnight detoxification is by far better, much more effective, and much safer than daytime detoxification. Intuitively, everybody knows that overnight is set aside for detoxification and rebuilding. However, the detox experts make the medical mistake to force the body into daytime detoxification. This shows a frightening level of ignorance the experts conveniently quiet about. A French study showed the dramatic difference between daytime and nighttime detoxification due to the circadian rhythm. When a certain level of the toxin was given to research animals in the daytime that killed all of them, none of the research animals died when the same level of toxins was given overnight, resulting in 100% survival. 2. We formulated the very first, professional-strength, safe nutritional product, Tox Detox, that is 3.8 times more effective in removing toxic metals from the body than EDTA alone or glutathione alone. This is safer too, as the liver enzymes, ALT, AST, are not being elevated when glutathione is present together with EDTA. EDTA supports nitric oxide production. Nitric oxide, NO, protects the heart, stimulates the brain, kills bacteria, helps prevent blood clots, enhances oxygen delivery, and helps to regulate the blood pressure. A high-quality free charcoal is offered to stop the reabsorption of toxins from the colon. Our best-selling nutraceutical with over 50 ingredients, Stem Detox, controls the infectious agents at the time of detoxification when the immune system has to work stronger, often neglected by other detox experts. Our holistic, full-body, overnight detoxification protocol is unique, safer and more effective than daytime detox. It covers the whole route of the toxins from the inside of the cells through the blood and lymph system, and even a free bowel cleanse, charcoal, is included to stop the reabsorption of toxins from the colon, often ignored by other detox programs. This protocol is safe, balanced, more effective and safer, compared to other detox programs due to the overnight focus, and used by numerous clinics around the world. While the new gold standard in detox, the one-of-a-kind Tox Detox, glutathione 600 mg and EDTA 1600 mg in synergy, clearly beats other EDTA-only products, we also carry the strongest ever EDTA, EDTA 2.0, 2000 mg, or the more traditional EDTA 1.0, with 1000 mg, for those who would like to stick to an EDTA-only detoxification program. We were the largest international distributors for Detoximin, the first EDTA suppository product on the market. However, Tox Detox is about 4 times more effective and much safer than Detoximin. Our detoxification protocol is widely used by those looking for the removal of mercury, lead, other toxic metals and in fact all toxins. Glutathione removes all toxins, including drug metabolites, pesticides, phthalate and everything that is not natural in the body, opening up of narrowed, calcified arteries, a smart first step to avoid bypass surgery, avoidance of debilitating diseases that lead to early and unnecessary suffering and death. Swiss study. EDTA detox reduced cancer mortality by 90% over 18 years. 1. Strengthening of the immune system. Toxic laden immune cells remain sluggish for life, better absorption from the gut and better microcirculation to deliver more nutrients and oxygen to the cells, resulting in the reduction of the biological age of the individual and have warmer hands and feet, improvements of the eyesight, hearing, vitality and overall energy having amalgam fillings. It's important to remove the amalgam fillings 50% mercury with the help of a biological dentist to reduce the source of mercury exposure of the body. However, it's more important to lower the mercury levels, already spread around the body, and poisoning the cells. It is not the mercury in the fillings, it's in the body that is the main concern. It's the mercury, leaked out over the years and stored in the body that contributed to symptoms of a chronic condition, such as fibromyalgia, depression, weak immune system, chronic candida, and chronic fatigue syndrome. Bioaccumulated stored mercury stays in the body even after the removal of amalgam unless a full-body detoxification program reduces the mercury load. In our experience with our overnight detox protocol, the amalgam fillings are not damaged or dislodged by the detoxification protocol even if you still have amalgam fillings. After reviewing thousands of test results, we can claim that most, over 90%, persons' mercury, and other toxic metals, levels are already high when they decide to replace the amalgam fillings. Any spillage of amalgam mercury at the time of removal can push these individuals' mercury levels to a tipping point, leading to clinical manifestations of mercury poisoning. This should be avoided at all costs. The vast majority of people experience mercury poisoning after the removal of their fillings. Often these individuals suffer greatly, stop working, and/or opportunistic infections emerge both, 4, due to the seriously compromised immune system and, 5, the flare-up of microbes, candida, Lyme, that was under some control previously by the microbe-controlling effects of mercury and other toxic metals. The new gold standard, overnight detox protocol packages to remove mercury, lead and all toxins. Save up to 15% on top of existing product savings. Buy now and save an extra 15% peak detox package, for 2 months. Stem Detox. 1x bottle glutathione 0.5 to 1x box Tox Detox 2x boxes Smart Selenium 1000 to 1x bottle Stop Reabsorb Charcoal 3x bottles Broad Detox Package, for 3 months. Stem Detox. 1x bottle glutathione 0.5 to 1x box Tox Detox 2x boxes Smart Selenium 1000 to 1x bottle glutathione 1.5 to 1x box Stop Reabsorb Charcoal 4x bottles Suggested use of detox packages First month, preparatory month. Enhancing detox pathways, supporting lymph, liver, kidneys, microcirculation. Take the stem detox capsules from day 1, follow suggestions on label. Introduce glutathione 0.5 a week after taking stem detox by taking a suppository every second night over the first 2 weeks. Switch to nightly suppositories afterward. Take 2 capsules of Stop Reabsorb every evening, and specifically 2 hours before taking a suppository. Second month, peak detox. Mainly targeting mercury and other toxic metals. Take 1 Tox Detox suppository nightly. Take 4 capsules of Stop Reabsorb every evening, and specifically 2 hours before taking a suppository. Take 5 drops of Smart Selenium 1000 daily, preferably with lunch. Third month, broad detox. Targeting, drug residuals, pesticides, PCBs and all toxins, beyond toxic heavy metals. Take 1 glutathione 1.5 suppository nightly. Take 2 capsules of Stop Reabsorb every evening, and specifically 2 hours before taking a suppository. Take 10 drops of Smart Selenium 1000 daily, preferably with lunch. Buy now and save extra 15%. Always consult with your health care provider who knows your medical history, special needs, and circumstances. We often encounter individuals who need our help. Like this lady who wrote the following. My husband had his amalgam fillings removed in 2007. By 2009 he was showing symptoms of mercury poisoning, proven by urine tests. His levels were off the chart. Since then we have had 2 sessions of IV detox. One for 18 months and the second for another 6 months. He has severe brain damage now and his body is wasting away. Is there anything we can do at this stage of his illness? Please. I'm heartbroken. We have been married 51 years and this is the most awful way for him to end his life. He is 71. Did you know that doctors treated syphilis with mercury vapor at the time of Mozart? Doctors were paid for doing this until the patients died from mercury poisoning. I mention this to draw your attention to the fact that mercury and other toxic metals suppress microbes. They are toxic to the body and toxic to the germs. Take stem detox and glutathione while you go through our detoxification protocol to block the germs from getting out of control as you reduce your mercury and other toxic metal levels. Over the years it was noted that those who had mercury amalgam fillings for over 5 to 10 years, a series of detox was needed. A single 3 months long detox program is simply not enough. Once the first 3 months long detox is over and having a 6 months break with no detox, when lead and other toxins surface from deep storage locations such as the bones, another 3 months detox program is advised. Based on age, the length of time the amalgam filling stayed in the mouth, the overall number of amalgam fillings, the success of their removal, fine or botched job, and the type of person, fast or slow detoxifier, yet another 3 months long detox is suggested for the achievement of the level of health that is often elusive for individuals with amalgam fillings. It is a long process but the outcome is truly liberating, leading to a younger, biological age, a permanently robust immune system, an overall high level of energy, and improved clarity of mind. It is hard work and the temptation is big to cut the corners. The long-term outcome depends on how disciplined is the individual and how much the person understood the intricate relationships between the effect of the circadian rhythm on detoxification, toxic synergy, pathogenic synergy, deep cellular detoxification, and the damaging effects of the toxins on the immune system, instead of being ignorant and enrolling into an often superficial and unnatural daytime detoxification program. The lucky ones are those who realize the sources of their problems, willing to fight for the best solutions, and persevere. Life remains a struggle for all. But the fruits of our struggles frees us and elevates us to new heights. A long-term maintenance routine is a great idea, after the initial detox, when Tox Detox is used weekly, e.g. on every Wednesday nights, for several years or even for lifelong due to the continuous toxic exposure through the food we eat, the fluids we drink and the air we breathe in. Buy now and save extra 15%. Overnight detoxification is the key. This is by far the biggest scandal in detoxification. Most experts falsely promote a daytime detoxification program that ignores the science, the clinical results, basic intuition, and common sense, while causing extra sufferings to millions of people globally who follow their ill-advised programs. Health professionals, and in fact most people, even children intuitively know that nighttime, due to the circadian rhythm, is reserved for detoxification and rebuilding. In spite of this understanding, most detox programs try to force the body to do the hard work of detoxification in the daytime, leading to extra sufferings, serious Hexheimer's reactions, tiredness, and ineffective detoxification. In a 1994 French study, the circadian dosing time of a toxin, mitoxantrone, killed 100% of mice when given in the daytime, and none of them when treated at night. Absolutely none. 2. The cells and organs react similarly to whether drugs, all of them are toxic, or toxins from other parts of the body reach them. The high nightly detoxification capacity, mainly due to the naturally higher glutathione and melatonin levels, combined with the overnight relaxed, parasympathetic state, can explain the striking day-night differences. It is assumed that nobody would knowingly choose to be in a group where 100% of research animals die, compared to the safer overnight group where 100% of research animals survive, with the added benefit of much more toxins being excreted. In 2013, the University of Rochester stunned the scientific world when they reported the overnight, 60% shrinkage of brain cells. 2. When we sleep, the glymphatic system washes away the toxins and renews the brain. It was further proof to recognize the powerful role of overnight detox. Ignoring the role of the circadian rhythm in detoxification is a very serious medical mistake, shows a profit-driven priority, and a lack of integrity on the part of the detoxification experts. In the spirit of the time we live in, we could call daytime detoxification fake detoxification. Synergistic toxicity. It is not a particular form of mercury, inorganic or organic, that is important at all. Testing for the various forms of mercury is pointless, partially, as the forms can change naturally in the body, i.e. inorganic mercury can turn into organic even in the gut and vice versa. If a person has amalgam fillings, it is more likely that inorganic mercury is a concern. If the person consumes a large amount of fish, organic mercury by accumulates. Why should anybody test for the obvious when the test results are not changing the suggested detox protocol taken? Yes, the protocol is the same for both types of mercury. The biggest concern is toxic synergy. In a study, rats were given a low level of mercury that killed 1 out of 100 rats, LD1. They also calibrated the level of lead, Pb, toxins that similarly killed only 1 out of 100 rats. The shocking part is that when these two low-level toxins were given simultaneously, 100% of rats died. 3. Other recent studies reflect on the more typical interaction of toxins, such as toxic metals and pesticides. The toxicological effects of individual toxins can change dramatically, based on the presence of other types of toxins, such as pesticides. 4. This transformation is called biotransformation that dictates the pathophysiological and clinical significance of certain heavy metal and pesticides interaction in a biological system. The toxicity can rapidly and unexpectedly change, based on the toxic synergy. The old school taught the specific toxic characteristics of a given toxin. Finally, and somewhat grudgingly, the new school peeks into an abyss, the staggering variations and permutations of toxic combinations that are really behind most chronic conditions, either by attacking and weakening of a specific organ or biological function or by suppressing the immune system, leading to the increased role of pathogenic synergy. Today, the old saying is more important than ever, detoxify or die. Buy now and save extra 15% Oridex detoxification protocol, the effects. If you are interested in going through a holistic, full-body, deep cellular overnight detoxification that supports the excretions of all of the toxins, then you are at the right place. Our detoxification protocol, developed over 19 years, is balanced and makes sense, a rare feat among the often oversimplified and superficial or overcomplicated detox choices. The best holistic healers know that the presence of toxic heavy metals, e.g. mercury and lead, is one of the biggest obstacles in well-being. Their removal often turns around chronic diseases, opens up plugged arteries and helps the avoidance of bypass surgery, lowers high blood pressure, improves microcirculation, benefits diabetics and those who typically have cold feet or hands. Considered to be the first step towards ending systemic candida infections, did you know that EDTA is stronger against candida than anti-candida drugs? 5. Can turn around prostate problems, autism, ADD or ADHD, Alzheimer's, dementia and forgetfulness, MS, and others, protects from cancer, in a Swiss study detox reduced cancer mortality by 90% too, and gives back your energy. The mainstream medical approach is wrong again with its current approach to postmenopausal symptoms. It's not hormonal support that is needed in the first place, but rather detoxification. Postmenopausal symptoms are simply non-existent in Fiji where the environment is more pristine and the higher quality food is consumed. We offer a full money-back guarantee. If you take 2 bottles of Stem Detox or 2 boxes of Tox Detox and you don't have any positive experience with your postmenopausal symptoms. Detoxification, chelation, cleansing was the first and still the most important element of any anti-aging approach, together with, stop reabsorb. Active charcoal. Did you know that charcoal increased the lifespan of rats by an extra 40%? 6. This is a doctor's approved and developed, professional program, delivering outstanding results. The vast majority of detoxification programs lack a holistic approach or the level of ingredients in the products is very low, to cut the corners. Other programs suggest the taking of a multitude of products that becomes too confusing and still lack the most important priorities. and others avoid the need for overnight detoxification. It's a huge medical mistake. Our overnight detoxification protocol targets the following goals. The timing overnight detoxification is paramount. Efficiency should be enhanced by 3.8x, with glutathione and EDTA synergy. Decalcification, with EDTA, should be a part of the program. Otherwise, areas of the body are not detoxified where toxins hide and calcium deposits. The nitric oxide NO level should be increased with EDTA for a relaxed blood vessel system and for enhanced microcirculation. To reach areas of the body otherwise can't be reached, the immune system should be supported and enhanced with glutathione, since detoxification always activates microbes hiding in the body while the toxic heavy metals are the initial targets for removal with EDTA. All of the other toxins should be removed as well, even if toxic tests are not available for checking their levels with glutathione that removes all of the toxins. Other detoxification programs, often marketed by misleading claims and ignore medical facts or clinical feedbacks, such as the need for supporting the natural overnight detoxification, use disturbingly low glutathione, e.g. 300 mg, or totally miss the importance of decalcification. We often receive individuals who went through with other programs, e.g. Cutler, Quicksilver, and they are pleasantly surprised about the outcome of our program when compared to effectiveness and enhanced safety. In our strange world today, detoxification expert, laboratory scientists who never studied internal medicine or pathophysiology give advice to doctors, actually misleading them and skillfully promoting fake detoxification. While any detoxification is better than no detoxification at all, we are convinced that our program is superior to most, typically, daytime detox programs. I just found out about this product and after just 10 days I noticed a big change taking place. My energy level started to rise to where the extreme fatigue had subsided, deeper sleep pattern, water retention reduced considerably, so much that my rings have become loose, and other health issues got so much better. Now I started the Tox Detox and much improvement is noted daily. Oh, I feel good, Françoise. The Stem Detox has done wonders for me. I was very skeptical about it, reading all the other testimonials at first. It has calmed down my hormones, I can think and speak very clearly now. I just feel so much better, like when I was younger. I highly recommend this product to anyone. I can't wait to try your detox suppository to extract the lead out of my body. Big thank you for your products. CK. Buy now and save extra 15% suggested detoxification protocol, digging deeper. Our detoxification protocol is comparable to the more traditional IV chelation due to the unique delivery route that releases the ingredients from the rectal suppository straight into the systemic circulation, circumventing the portal circulation where all ingredients are broken down by the digestive juices in the liver. This is the best alternative to IV chelation. In fact, it is safer and more effective as the slow-release suppository supports the normal and natural time for detoxification. Nighttime is the right time for detoxification. Start the detoxification protocol with Stem Detox. Review the over 50 ingredients in Stem Detox to appreciate the unusually unique, professional quality and quantity ingredients you would get into your body. There is no other products like Stem Detox. You also save over $400 by not buying those ingredients separately. After taking Stem Detox for a week, you would start taking glutathione 0.5 as well. Take a glutathione 0.5 suppositories every second night over the first 2 weeks. Switch to nightly suppositories afterward. Take the Stop Reabsorb Activated Charcoal capsules. These come free with every box of glutathione or Tox Detox, about 2 hours before taking the suppository at night. Stop Reabsorb captures toxins released by the liver into the gut, through the bile duct, and would keep these toxins for elimination, cutting down on the reabsorption of toxins in the colon. Look around and note that most detoxification programs don't care about the reabsorption of the toxins from the gut. No idea why this medical negligence is so prevalent. Listen to your body. If you feel that you are too tired as you detoxify, then you have to slow down by skipping a day with the suppository or by lowering the dose of Stem Detox. The goal is to keep the toxins moving. However, the rate of excretion should be kept at the level where the liver and kidneys are able to work on the elimination of these toxins. A good balance should be maintained. First, you should be gentle and slow. Remember that your liver and kidneys are also loaded with toxins. These organs likely need a week or more time to come out of their compromised, toxic-loaded state. as well vascularized, soft tissues. They are detoxified earlier than most other organs. How much and how long? It is not possible to give a good answer applicable to everybody. Usually, a 3 months-long program is suggested due to the typical rate of detoxification and also due to the affinity list of toxic metals. As there are individuals with faster metabolic rates, similarly, there are those who detoxify faster or slower. Generally, younger individuals detoxify faster. Those who are older and who have the genetic condition, apolipoprotein allele, APOE4 detoxify much slower. If you are 60 years old, stay on the protocol for 5 months, if 70 or older, for 6 months, etc. If your toxic levels are high or very high, you should likely stay on this protocol for over 6 months, independent of your age. You may have to do another round of detoxification later, after a 6 to 8 months break. This is suggested due to our experience over the last 19 years. When toxins are collected over a lifetime, it is unreasonable to think that a few weeks or a couple of months long detoxification would remove the toxins from the body, from each and every cell. However, this two-step, repeat, program results in an outstanding outcome, especially for those who are over 60 years old. Buy now and save extra 15% suggested use of Tox Detox. It is safe to use Tox Detox rectal suppositories every night, after an initial, preparatory, detox month. However, if you know that you're highly toxic, use a suppository only on every second night for a week or two and take one full suppository every second night afterward. It's not a race. The program can be stretched in time if it is more comfortable. Take Tox Detox 2 to 3 hours after your last meal and after a bowel movement if you expect a bowel movement over the 8 to 10 hours after taking the rectal suppository in the evening right before you go to bed and fall asleep. It's convenient to use a disposable sandwich bag for inserting the rectal suppository, pushed in deep with a finger, as you lay on your side, or squat. It is preferred if the flat end of the suppository goes in first. This way the pointed end of the suppository is pushed further in by the anal sphincters as they close. There are two anal sphincters. Experience over the last 19 years tells us that the mineral replacement question is not really an issue with the rectal detox suppositories due to the lower absorption rate overnight, combined with the lower amount of EDTA flooding your body, compared to IV chelation. Yet, it is always beneficial to take a good multivitamin mineral. Take your minerals at least 6 hours before taking the suppository to avoid competition between the minerals and the toxic molecules in the presence of EDTA in the blood. While it is true that the key ingredient in Tox Detox, CAEDTA, has a much stronger affinity to grab a toxic metal such as mercury or lead, one can create a competing environment if you happen to have a high level of calcium or magnesium in your circulation absorbed from your multi. This is why the 6-hour gap is suggested, so that the mineral levels would be back to normal by the time the EDTA reaches the bloodstream. Always take omega-3 fish oil and especially B vitamins every day. We can't overemphasize enough the importance of drinking lots of pure, fresh water, 8 to 10 glasses, to help eliminate the toxins. Eat a healthy diet, preferably bio-organic, fruits and vegetables, and remove most or all processed foods. Foods high in additives, fructose, corn syrup, MSG, food coloring, etc., plus smoking and alcohol, should be avoided. Reduce, or eliminate, your sugar, wheat, and milk intake if possible. Goat milk is okay. Yogurt or kefir are beneficial if they are plain, full of live, beneficial bacteria and don't contain sugar. Bio-organic is the best. Generally speaking, an anti-candida diet would be advised. For detox maintenance, one single Tox Detox suppository every week is advised. Alternatively, you could take one box of Tox Detox every spring and every fall when you would use the suppositories every second night. Keep stem detox in your home for the next regular flu or bird flu or swine flu, or to fight any bacterial or viral infections. But how much is too much? It's hard to know. There is a 93 years old, energetic and healthy medical doctor who has had over 3,000 IV chelations. Buy now and save extra 15% adverse effects. The following symptoms, including Herxheimer reaction, are uncommon and usually transient, might occur at the beginning but only if you're highly toxic and or take too much: headache, lightheadedness, fatigue, nausea and a bit of rectal discomfort. Stem detox. especially together with Stop Reabsorb, and glutathione should help in reducing or eliminating Herxheimer. Remember, Herxheimer's reaction is a sign that you've pierced the protective layers of microbes hiding in biofilm communities. Plaque buildup on teeth or the narrowing of the arteries due to plaque, or even stones in kidneys are all biofilm communities. According to a growing group of scientists, likely 100% of chronic infections are caused by or related to biofilm communities, including Lyme disease or even Alzheimer's amyloid plaque. Other negative effects that very rarely occur include nasal congestion or draining, dizziness, and a skin rash. The most common complaints are loose stool and gas, which can be a sign for some, or all, of the following. Too much fat-soluble toxins are released through the liver bile gut route, resulting in a compromised bacterial balance in the gut. Too much fungal toxins are released by Candida diophs. The bacterial flora was already imbalanced, and even a small amount of extra toxins entering the gut with the bile further upsets the fine balance. The level of toxins right in the wall of the rectum or close to the rectum is high, and as they leave and the concentration of the toxins is elevated in the lumen of the rectum, it has an irritating effect on the wall of the rectum. This is typical when the overall toxic level is still high and the irritation of the rectum slowly fades away as the toxic level is lowered. Not enough water is consumed, and consequently, the toxins present in the gut are more concentrated. It helps to eat bio-organic yogurt or kefir, or to take extra probiotics, to drink more, to reduce the rate of detoxification by taking only a smaller piece of the suppository, to take Stop Reabsorb. Activated charcoal an hour before you take the suppository to capture the toxins in the gut. The slight constipating effect of Stop Reabsorb, normally counteracted by drinking more water or taking more magnesium or more vitamin C, becomes a benefit for those who experience loose stool. Stop Reabsorb shortens the time required for the body to lower its toxic load, saving you time, money, and discomfort. If negative symptoms persist, cut back in the administration and/or take more Stop Reabsorb. Activated charcoal. Listen to your body, take a break for a few days if needed, and get back to your routine slowly or with a lower dose as your body is telling you that you can do that. Glutathione and Tox Detox. Exhibit no known adverse renal, hepatic, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, or nervous system effects. In fact, most people report unexpected improvements in seemingly unrelated conditions. We even know a few individuals who had only one kidney and managed to reduce the toxic heavy metal load with both with the early form of EDTA suppository detoximin, or with Tox Detox, yet, failed to do that with IV chelation that jolts the body with the very high level of EDTA 3000 mg precautions. Treatment with EDTA has been shown to cause a lowering of blood sugar and insulin requirements in patients with diabetes who are treated with insulin. Check your insulin and glucose levels. Tox Detox should not be used by pregnant and breastfeeding women or by tuberculosis patients. Since EDTA opens up the biofilm communities, and antibiotics should be administered to catch the bugs causing tuberculosis at the same time for tuberculosis patients to avoid the further spreading of the bugs due to the otherwise beneficial anti-biofilm busting effects of EDTA. Therefore, avoid using EDTA if you have tuberculosis. However, this precaution can be turned into a tremendous plus, if you know what you do and why. EDTA can supercharge the effects of most antibiotics. Consult your doctor if you have tuberculosis. And child-bearing women should detoxify before conceiving a child, to reduce the chances of a child developing ADD, ADHD, or autism. The higher the mercury level in the baby at the time of birth, the higher is the chance of ADD, ADHD, or autism, especially after getting the vaccines. This is specifically true for boys due to testosterone. It is increasingly believed that the mercury load at the time of birth is the strongest indicator of the occurrence of ADD. It's wise to use Tox Detox and glutathione by every woman and man starting a year or more before planning to have children to lower the chances of having developmentally challenged children, especially if you're not in your 20s. The average newborn has over 250 man-made toxins. Increase the odds and welcome your child from day one with a clean body for having a much healthier, high IQ child. It's not the white color of your wedding dress that counts, but rather, the level of toxins you carry will have a very profound influence on your life and on your children's life. Take this advice very seriously. Glutathione and Tox Detox. Suppositories may be stored at average room temperature and could be stored in the refrigerator but do not freeze. If subjected to higher temperatures, keep the suppository in the refrigerator for an hour before using it. Buy now and save extra 15% history of detox. Chelation, mostly known as IV chelation, has a very long and successful history since the 1950s as an alternative approach to address cardiovascular conditions and many chronic conditions. The emergence of highly lucrative surgical interventions, coupled with the expiry of patents, resulted in a vicious negative campaign against detox, even though in the 1960s and 70s chelation was approved by the US FDA as part of cardiovascular protocols and over 500 studies confirmed chelation's great benefits. Currently, books about detox are likely the best source of information about this tested and proven approach. Let's compare detox methods. First, there was only IV chelation. Now there are also oral or rectal detox choices. Modality efficient absorption highly effective for chronic and acute affordable and convenient IV EDTA chelation yes 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 no oral, EDTA chelation no 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 yes EDTA chelation suppositories yes 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 yes. While herbal and other gentle and weak detox protocols could be used to slowly lower the toxic load, detox, most notably overnight detox, remains the best way to safely and effectively remove the toxic metals from the whole body. Chelation removes the toxic heavy metals, arguably the most important toxins, we call them the difficult to dislodge, bottleneck, toxins, that severely compromise the immune system and play key roles in many conditions such as Alzheimer's and dementia, HG, AL, cataract, PB, cancer, cardiovascular plaque, chronic fatigue, fighting against infections. This is done by disrupting the biofilms, microbes, antibiotic resistance, Ebola, and saving the extremities of diabetics from amputation due to enhanced microcirculation, enhanced oxygen uptake, elevated NO levels and accelerated tissue regeneration. Chelation is most often associated with IV intravenous chelation where the patient sits with a needle in the arm for hours. It is expensive, time-consuming, and unpleasant. And always demands large mineral support due to the mineral depletion that is characterized IV chelation, contrary to the slow, rectal suppositories. The good news is that the latest detox suppository products, containing glutathione and EDTA in synergy, Tox Detox, are in many ways superior to IV or oral chelation or even to the EDTA-only detox suppositories. Nighttime is prime time for detoxification. Due to the daily circadian rhythm, the body acts differently over the daytime compared to the nighttime. The biological clock influences a wide range of biological processes from nutrient uptake to waste removal, amino acid balance, DNA repair, hormonal fluctuations, and even the effectiveness of medications and supplements. As an example, the sunshine vitamin, vitamin D, should be taken in the morning or over the day and not at night. The body works hard to eliminate the toxins overnight, even if it seems that the body is resting. Wisdom tells us that it's always better to enhance a naturally occurring process than fighting against it. Benefits of nighttime detoxification with suppositories. The body is in a horizontal position. The body is in a relaxed state, allowing the ingredients, EDTA, glutathione, etc., to reach all organs and cells. The rectum is anatomically part of the skin, resulting in a transdermal type of absorption through the wall of the rectum when ingredients in the suppository reach immediately the whole body, circumventing the liver and the portal circulation. The absorption from rectal suppositories is 70% to 80% compared to IV chelation, 100%, making it a great choice for direct delivery while IV chelations are scheduled ahead of time, with the help of a healthcare provider, and is offered in a clinic where a needle is used over hours to deliver the EDTA solution to the vein. The self-administered rectal suppositories are low cost, compared to IV chelation, and gives patients the flexibility to speed up or slow down the rate of detoxification. High lead levels, increased rate of mortality by 46%. Our body carries 1,000 to 2,000 times more lead in the bones than was present just 700 years ago before the industrial age started to poison our planet. Lead is the number one environmental health hazard for children. A study in the Archives of Internal Medicine, November 02, indicates that 10% of American adults, more than 30 million, may be at risk of premature death due to past exposure to lead. The study also found that people who had elevated blood levels of lead earlier in life have a 46% increased rate of mortality from all causes later on. Some questions could be raised here. Did you play around cars before the lead was banned in gasoline, fully banned by 1996 in the US? Did you renovate an older house or apartment that had lead-based paint in it? Did you drink tap water that was carried to the faucet with a lead pipe? Old houses and cottages had this under the sink. Buy now and save extra 15% irreversible. As these children grow up, their IQ remains low. They have trouble concentrating, many of them drop out of school, and a disproportionately high number becomes unemployed, teenage parents, drug addicts, and criminals. A U.S. study pointed out that the prison population has 2 to 3 times higher levels of toxic metals in their body. The lucky ones get access to other people's money through legal ways. They are the itchy politicians. Itchy, due to toxins. It was documented by WWF that Canadian politicians had higher levels of toxic load in their bodies than in others, putting them into a similar category that is typical for criminals due to their elevated levels of toxins. Maybe criminal politicians carry some of the highest toxic load. This reminds me of a joke. Dad, I see that organized crime pays well. Could I join? Teenager son tells his father. Which one? The one run by criminals, bankers, or by politicians? Barked the father. Lead exposure and violent crime, USA. The weak points of IV chelation. IV chelation clinics offer the direct delivery of EDTA into the bloodstream. While the benefits are well documented, EDTA alone is not able to accomplish the best detoxification, since EDTA never enters the cells and stays only in the blood vessels before being quickly eliminated. Excellent overall circulation is paramount in detox to get the toxins out from locations in the body where the microcirculation is poor. A large dose of EDTA, usually 3,000 mg, is administered by IV in a short period of time, resulting in a massive heavy metal flush out that can strain the kidneys and the liver. The need for mineral replacement is very high in IV chelation, unlike in the case of overnight detox suppositories, since a large amount of EDTA is unable to find a matching toxic molecule within the time frame of detox, within 3 hours, and grabs a good mineral instead, Mg, Ca, Zn, compromising the mineral balance of the body. At more than $4,000 to $5,000 for a series of IV chelation treatments, the cost can be prohibitive for many people. It's also inconvenient to sit in a big chair with a needle in the arm as many as 30 or 40 times for the full course of IV chelation. And it would be much better for getting the IV chelation overnight. Unfortunately, this is not possible. Buy now and save extra 15%. Here is why our detox protocol is smarter than IV chelation or oral chelation. We offer a new way to get all the detoxifying benefits of detox without constant visits to an IV clinic and without the associated high costs. Our novel protocol helps to mobilize toxins from the cells, including brain cells, with glutathione (GSH) and EDTA synergy through the blood, and keep the toxins in the gut for elimination with the added free bowel cleanse (stop reabsorb). Our oral stem detox product aids the microcirculation by opening up the capillaries, ensuring that poorly vascularized locations get detoxified as well. Strangely, IV chelation clinics rarely focus on microcirculation. Yet, as EDTA stays only in the bloodstream, the success of whole-body detox depends on the blood flow that reaches the whole body. Rectal suppository detox products, such as Tox Detox, with glutathione EDTA synergy, are superior to other types of detox and oral or IV chelation and EDTA-only products, as they are slowly absorbed overnight straight into the systemic circulation, enhancing the natural detoxification of the body at a time when the body is relaxed and is in a horizontal position and melatonin levels are high. Melatonin is a key detox compound for the brain, besides glutathione. Rectal detox is becoming the logical choice over oral EDTA, which is poorly absorbed in a stomach and colon, less than 5% to 10%. EDTA absorbed from the rectum avoids the liver, which hinders oral detox, to deliver EDTA straight into the whole body circulation. Think about rectal detox as a special transdermal delivery route, since due to anatomy, the very last 8 inches of the rectum is similar to the skin in terms of delivery route, allowing the rectal uptake of ingredients to be delivered straight into the systemic circulation, circumventing the portal circulation that reaches the liver first from the gut. Rectal suppository EDTA is non-invasive and generally preferred over IV treatments. An additional benefit is administering rectal detox suppositories right before bedtime. During sleep, there is less metabolic competition for EDTA, so the chelating agent doesn't have to work as hard. Plus, the chelating agent doesn't encounter as much resistance while you are lying down, so it can more effectively chelate the entire body. 2 to 4 nights of suppository treatment, depending on the actual product used, mobilizes the same amount of toxins that are expelled by one IV dose. Since it's much more affordable and convenient, most people prefer using EDTA suppositories more frequently over IV chelation. This approach results in a safer and lower level of EDTA traveling through the body at a much slower rate, which puts less strain on all of the organs, including the kidneys and liver, yet more toxins are removed due to the regular use of detox suppositories. Other detoxification choices, such as a traditional sauna, infrared sauna, and foot bath, are superficial. They represent a step in the right direction, but only the toxins are excreted that are close to the skin. The various bowel detox products, while also beneficial, fail to mobilize toxins from the cells and organs of the body. Tox detox. 3 times more toxins are eliminated. The best rectal detox suppository we offer is Tox Detox, 600 mg glutathione GSH and 1600 mg EDTA, although we also have a range of EDTA-only detox suppositories, 1000 mg and 2000 mg. While the liver enzymes are elevated when EDTA is used alone, the combined GSH and EDTA protect the liver and the liver enzyme levels remain normal. The other advantage is that more than 3 times higher levels of toxins are eliminated from the body due to the synergy between EDTA and GSH. EDTA stays in the bloodstream, GSH enters the cells, resulting in overall faster and safer detoxification. It means that either you could eliminate 3 times more toxins within the same period of time, or you could finish with your detoxification in 1/3 of the time. Glutathione 1500 mg. Our latest innovative, one-of-a-kind suppository is glutathione 1.5, with 1500 mg glutathione in a single suppository, the highest ever, anywhere. Glutathione levels are low in all chronic conditions and drop as we age. Also, glutathione, likely together with EDTA, might play a key role in our fights against viral infections in general and viral diseases. Google, glutathione, selenium and antiviral. Should I do a toxic metal test? There are blood, urine, before and after, challenge, fecal, and hair tests for measuring the toxic metal load. All of them have certain strengths and weaknesses. For having a blood test, usually, you need a doctor's prescription. The blood test result can be valuable but could be influenced by the amount of drink, effects of dilution, or diet, maybe mobilized more toxins you had previously. The blood test is a quantitative spot test that gives the numbers associated with your toxic levels showing up in the blood at the time when the blood is taken. Consequently, the numbers can vary, sometimes significantly. The urine challenge test is routinely suggested by doctors, but the test results can be misleading for several reasons. First of all, the type of compound used, EDTA, DMPS, DMSA, influences the results. Different metals are mobilized, to a certain degree, by EDTA or DMPS. But the biggest concern is those very different toxins leave the body through the kidneys or the liver, and the urine test totally ignores a large number of toxins expelled by the liver, bile and bowel movement. Due to the longer transit time, the time it takes for the bowel movement to be expelled, realistically, the second bowel movement should be captured and tested to see and record the matching toxic levels in the bowel movement, the type of toxins that the liver is excreting due to the challenging agent, EDTA, DMPS. Yet, doctors usually don't tell to their patients that the urine challenge test measures only half of the toxins that could be captured in the urine, and the other half is wasted or not measured in the bowel movement. I think the patients are misled, since there could be situations when 80% of the toxins are expelled by the liver and the toxins are barely registered in the urine, giving the impression that the overall toxic levels are low in the body. In other cases, the toxins could show up mainly in the urine, frightening the person to resort to extreme steps when the situation might not be so serious. The price of the urine test is too high, especially if a matching fecal test is done for getting a realistic picture about the overall toxic levels in the body. Strangely, a fecal test is almost never requested together with a urine test by doctors, ignoring the toxins expelled by the liver. Why using 2 hair tests? The hair test is often the most useful test as the result covers a month average, a half inch grows in about 4 weeks, of toxins picked up by the hair from the blood. I like to call the hair test a unique, toxic and nutritional X-ray. One can look into trends and catch early warning signs, especially a test is done yearly. I propose unique testing that uses two hair tests. The first hair sample should be collected before the detoxification chelation is started, giving the so-called baseline measurement. The second hair collection could be made 5 to 6 weeks into the detox program, resulting in a unique and long-term challenge test that is favored by an increasing number of clinics and individuals. Disclaimer: this communication does not provide medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always change your drugs, supplements, nutritional habits and lifestyle choices under the care of your doctor. Views expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of Oradix.com or its partners and staff. The information, including but not limited to, text, videos, graphics, images and other material contained in this communication are for informational purposes only. The purpose of this message is to promote broad consumer understanding and knowledge of various health topics. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have read in this message or in materials or websites referred to herein. Do not delay or disregard health-related advice from your licensed medical professional over any information shared here. The use of any information provided here is solely at your own risk. Buy now and save extra 15%. References. 1. Walter Bloomer, MD and Elmer Cranton, MD. 90% reduction in cancer mortality after chelation therapy with EDTA. Journal of Advancement in Medicine, Volume 2, Numbers 1/2. Spring, Summer 1989 Abstract. Mortality from cancer was reduced 90% during an 18-year follow-up of 59 patients treated with calcium EDTA. Only 1 of 59 treated patients, 1.7%, died of cancer, while 30 of 172 non-treated control subjects, 17.6%, died of cancer, p equals 0.002. Death from atherosclerosis was also reduced. Treated patients had no evidence of cancer at the time of entry into this study. Observations relate only to long-term prevention of death from malignant disease if chelation therapy is begun before clinical evidence of cancer occurs. Control and treated patients lived in the same neighborhood, adjacent to a heavily traveled highway in a small Swiss city. Both groups were exposed to the same amount of lead from automobile exhaust, industrial pollution, and other carcinogens. Exposure to carcinogens was no greater for the studied population than exists in most other metropolitan areas throughout the world. Statistical analysis showed EDTA chelation therapy to be the only significant difference between controls and treated patients to explain the marked reduction in cancer mortality. 2. Levy, F., et al. Circadian changes in mitoxantrone toxicity in mice. Relationship with plasma pharmacokinetics, International Journal of Cancer, Volume 59, Issue 4, the 15th of November 1994, pages 543-547. 2. https://www.urmc.rochester.edu/research/blog/october-2013/a-good-night-sleep-really-is-single-quote-clear-the-mind-single-quote.aspx. 3. Wildman et al. Combined exposure to lead, inorganic mercury and methylmercury shows deviation from additivity for cardiovascular toxicity in rats. J. Apple Toxicol. 2015 August. 35, 8, 918-26. 4. Natika Singh et al. Synergistic effects of heavy metals and pesticides in living systems. Front Chem. 2017. 5-70. Published online the 11th of October 2017. 5. Sen BH et al. The effect of ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid on Candida albicans. Oral Serg. 6. V. Frolkus, et al. Enterosorption in prolonging old animal life. EXP. Gerontol. 19. 217-25. 1984 in the primary study, One group of 28-month-old rats was given charcoal in their diets for 10 days, followed by no charcoal for 1 month. This cycle was repeated until each animal died. Charcoal increased the mean lifespan at 50% mortality from 937 to 977 days, at 80% mortality from 972 to 1023 days, and at 100% mortality from 993 to 1055 days. The mean increases in the lifespans were 47.3, 41.4, and 43.7%, respectively. The maximal lifespan was increased by 34.4%. The animals demonstrated less marked age-related structural and ultrastructural changes in the liver, kidneys, myocardium, intestines, and pancreas, as compared to controls. For example, the charcoal-fed rats had no sclerosed renal glomeruli and heart myelofibrosis was less marked. Other things noted in the charcoal-fed group were decreases in liver cytochrome P450, blood triglycerides and cholesterol, cardiac and cerebral tissue cholesterol, total lipids, and liver cholesterol and lipids. The charcoal increased RNA and protein biosynthesis in the kidneys, livers, and adrenal glands. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. LinkedIn.